Next matter on our calendar is the admission of attorneys on motion. Our procedure will be, I will call each presenter one at a time to the podium, and if you will briefly state why you believe the applicant you're representing would make a good member of the Bar of Ohio. We ask the applicant to stand in place so we can identify you, and then at the end of the presentations, I'll ask all the applicants to come forward, and Justice Piper will administer the oath of office. First presenter is Kenneth Goldberg.
Please support. My name is Kenneth R. Goldberg. I am an attorney of law and I to practice in the state of Ohio. And you could say, I'm here today to proudly present Moore and Consolator as a highly qualified applicant to become a member of the Bar of the state of Ohio. I've known Tim for approximately 15 years. We attended college together, College of Cleveland, Mary, in Williamsburg, Virginia, from 1983 to 1987. After graduating, Tim went to Stetson University Law School in St. Petersburg, Florida. Thereafter, he worked for the Jacksonville, Florida Prosecutor's Office for 4.5 years. He was then in private practice in Jacksonville for 2.5 years. Tim and his wife, Amy, and her two young children, Samuel and David, recently moved to Marysville, Ohio, where they now reside. Because of my long relationship with Tim, I can unequivocally state that he is a person of sound moral character and a proper person to be committed to the Bar of the state of Ohio. Your honors, it is my proud pleasure to present to you Tim Osmeyer for admission to the practice of law.
Thank you. Diana McCune.
Mr. Billings here?
Okay. Thank you. Robert Kent.
May it please the court, my name is Robert J. Kent. I am an attorney in good standing with the state of Bar of Ohio. I'm with the firm of Bowles, Rice, and David Graff and Love. My practice is out of my office in Parkersburg, West Virginia. It's a distinct honor and pleasure be here today before this court to move the admission of Stephen Robert Bradke.
Mr. Bradke, if you're here, would you please?
Yes.
Maybe I didn't make it clear. I'd like to have the applicant stand when you're being presented to us so we can see you. Thank you. Excuse
me. Mr. Bradke has been in practice for approximately 8.5 years in West Virginia. I've known Mr. Bradke for a little over 9 years. Prior to beginning his practice of law in West Virginia, he went up to West Virginia University for undergraduate at West Virginia University School of Law. He clerked with our firm for a summer before he began his practice, before he became licensed in the state of West Virginia. He has practiced in West Virginia for, as I say, a little over 8 years. Mr. Bradke lives in Parkersburg, West Virginia, with his wife and two children, and he's practiced with the law firm of Deer, Highland, and McMunn in Clarksburg, West Virginia, and most recently, they've opened a Parkersburg, West Virginia office. It's my distinct pleasure to move the admission of Stephen Robert Bradke to the practice of law in the state of Ohio.
Thank you. Thomas Minette.
Since the court assistant in West Virginia.
Yeah. It's getting closer.
May it please the court, it is my professional, personal pleasure to present Dallas W. Harmon for admission to this honorable court. Attorney Harmon is a 1984 cum laude graduate of the Dickinson School of Law. I've known and worked with Mr. Harmon for almost 8 years now. From my experience with Mr. Harmon, I can assure you that he will bring to his Ohio clients compensation. He always keeps in mind the best interests of his clients, and he has a profound respect for our judicial system. It is my pleasure to move his admission to this court.
Thank you. Dean Mandros.
May it please the court, my name is Dean Mandros, and I'm here to present Andrew Alaska for admission before this court. I'm with the Lucas County Prosecutor's Office, and we have recruited Mr. Lasker to come work for Mrs. Bates in that office. Mr. Lasker is presently licensed for the state of Oklahoma to practice law. He was a member of the United States Air Force, where he represented the Air Force Academy and also prosecuted cases for the United States Air Force. I have personally done a thorough background check on Mr. Lasker. I have known him and have been meeting with him for approximately the past 9 months. He has the highest military security clearance available as he in his position as to advise the Air Force officials as to their legal rights and options. He is of the highest moral character. I have spoken with his military supervisors and co-workers, both when he was in the military and before that in private practice, and I'm very pleased to present him to this court for admission to the state of Ohio to practice law.
Thank you. Robert Gary.
I am Robert Perry of Moraine, Ohio. I'm here to present Eric Lieber. Mr. Lieber is a graduate of St. John's Law School. I was admitted to the bar of New York State in 1981 as a practicing attorney. And most importantly to me, Your Honor, he is my son-in-law. I've not done a thorough background investigation, but he is married to my daughter. He is the father of my family.
She probably has. She probably has.
Yes, Your Honor. My daughter's also a lawyer. And I proudly move this mission to this court.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Corey Kernigley.
Please support on Corey Kernigley. I'm really standing in the bar here. Department of Law Firm Shots and Talks and Dots. I'm here today to present Richard Lover and for admission. Mr. Lover, Nick, and I, in the course of the past 2 years, have worked on mutual matters, and we have a mutual client through my work. Recognize Mr. Lutternick with respect to his moral fiber, that he's at a level of competency with respect to the ethnic makeup. We also have a mutual client, say that equivalently, they all hold the same statement. I'm here to submit him admission.
Thank you. William Davis.
I've known him as a zealous advocate, but a very high ethical attorney of good moral character, which I'm pleased to present to this court, and I move for his admission.
Thank you. Is there a motion that the applicants be admitted to the Bar of Ohio?
Move that the applicants be admitted.
Is there any objection? Hearing no objection, the applicants will please come forward and face the bench if you will. Come beyond the podium. The oath of office will be administered by Justice Paul Piper.
Your statement to the following oath indicates that you either swear or affirm that you bound by the oath. Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name. Hereby swear or affirm that I will support the Constitution and the laws of the United States. The Constitution and the laws of Ohio. And I will abide by the code of professional responsibility. In my capacity as an attorney and officer of the court. I will conduct myself with dignity and civility. And show respect for judges, court staff, clients, fellow professionals. And all other persons. I will honestly and faithfully and confidently discharge the duties of an attorney at law. So help me God.
On behalf of the court, I'd like to congratulate you on being admitted to the Bar of Ohio. We have a very strong Bar of Ohio. We're proud of our bar, and we hope that it will be better. And now that you are admitted, congratulations.
All rise. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. This open session, the Supreme Court of Ohio, now stands adjourned.
Thank you.